Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock in New York City, and we are Morning Star, friends of many faiths who practice our Zen together. We're in the last lap of our Ango, or gentle session, during Lent. May we have our opening chant.
Gatha of Atonement, all harm caused by me because of my greed, hatred, and ignorance through my conduct, speech, and thought, I now deeply regret.
We will now have a few encouraging words from Paul Ellis, a lay preacher in the Lutheran Church of St. Matthew in Jersey City. Paul, please.
Thank you, Roshi. The reading in the lectionary for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, starting at verse 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, the Jews tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, a son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees his father doing. For what he does, his son will also do. For the Father loves the son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to his Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who has sent me has eternal life, and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to his Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice. It will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." It's the end of the reading. I was thinking long and hard this week about what I was going to say about this reading. And the truth is that there's parts of the gospel that I just kind of resent that they're in there. I just think these kind of first century theological disputes that this passage is trying to settle don't speak to me. And instead of struggling against that, I realized only a couple hours ago that that's okay. It's okay if some of the passages don't speak to you. As Roshi said, one of the very first times I was in Morningstar Zendo, "Now we have a Teisho, and I'm going to say some things, but you don't have to listen. You can just keep meditating if you want." Maybe this passage speaks to you, and that's fine. I'm not going to argue with you. But it's also okay if it doesn't. It's okay to just keep sitting. It's okay if not every talk moves you. The beautiful thing about Zen practice is that it's okay, and we can keep sitting.